So, since yesterday morning and before, you've been chopping wood and carrying water, one way or another, being total with whatever you're doing at any moment, or rather in the one moment. Expressed also in another Zen saying that a master once answered when his disciple said, they talked to him of another master who could walk on water. And they said, he can walk on water, what can you do? And he gave the famous reply, when I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm tired, I sleep. Doesn't everybody do that? What he means is he does nothing else at that moment. He has no stuff around eating when he eats. And no stuff around sleeping when he goes to bed. No resistance. No demands. This moment is just as it is. There's no self that moves into the action, whatever he's doing. No expectation. This moment is enough. Not expectation always implies you're hoping that some future moment will be fuller through this moment, through doing something at this moment. But if you haven't found the fullness of this moment, you can't find the fullness no matter what the next moment contains, because the next moment is this moment always when it comes. So carrying the burden of self into what you do greatly reduces your sense of aliveness, greatly reduces your intelligence. Intelligent, not IQ intelligence, true, deeper intelligence. And makes life heavy because yourself, the sense of me, with its unfulfilled expectations of this or that, or its complaints about what's not happening now, or whatever it may be, that's the heaviness that then flows into what you do. Because every self is heavy, there's then no lightness in life. You could even have stuff around sitting here this moment, not totally wanting to be here, complaining about this or that, carrying some memory from the past into here. Or very common thing, would rather be somewhere else. So you're not total, not truly, fully here, because there's self, the burden of self, which is mind stuff. It's a conceptual self. And it's in its very nature that it cannot be fulfilled in the present moment. It looks always to the next moment. Its state is unfulfillment. And that's not personal. And the strange thing is, the sense of being unfulfilled makes up a large part of what people conceive of as themselves. Their personal sense of self. It's a mind pattern, collective human mind pattern. And it's mistaken for me, my dilemma, my sense of not enough. And perhaps it was the Buddha 2,600 years ago who was the first human, I don't know, who realized the illusion of self, who realized the truth of no self in any form, any thought, any emotion, any external form or internal form. He realized the truth of anatta. There's no self in it. And if you're looking for self, there's dukkha, suffering. So there's only suffering if you're looking for self in thought, for self in an emotion. If thought is endowed with a sense of self and every emotion is endowed with a sense of self, is not recognized as just a human emotion passing through, thoughts passing through, or external situations where I'm looking for myself through something or other, through some external possession, through fame, through recognition, whatever it may be, through my father or my mother understanding me